The views and opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily those of Union Broadcasting, Inc., Hot Talk 1510 KCTE, or its employees. The host is solely responsible for the on-air content.
A show that looks at Kansas City baseball's past. A show that looks at Kansas City baseball's present.
From his knees for the out.
And a show that looks at Kansas City baseball's future.
Starling is great news for our city and the team. It really is.
This is the Kansas City Baseball Vault.
And good afternoon, good evening, and hello, and welcome to the Kansas City Baseball Vault. My name is Chris Kamler. This is going to be a combination show with the Kansas City Baseball Historical Society, along with the vast resources and knowledge, and I say that tongue-in-cheek, of the Royal Man Report podcast. Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to ESPN 1510. And Jeff Logan, this is the Kansas City Baseball Vault. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. You know, we're just excited to get this started. It's going to be a great partnership with the Historical Society and the Royal Man Report, so we're excited to get going.
The idea behind this show is it's going to be a little bit of everything baseball. We're going to, just about anything can come out of the baseball vault. You're going to have stuff out of the past, you're going to have stuff out of the present, and you are going to have stuff out of the future. We think we've got a good show lined up for you this afternoon, and we are going to be talking to Mike Hershberger, who was a former Kansas City A. We're also going to be talking to a member of the Omaha Storm Chasers. They are just finishing up batting practice, going to give us a call about 6:30 as well. And we're just awfully excited. Troy Olson of the Royal Man Report podcast. How you doing? But hey, we're on the radio, man.
I know. I'm really kind of excited about this. I remember, you know, kind of like we said in our own time, we Mike and I, when we started doing the Royal Man Report in that little studio down on 31st and Wyandotte a little over a year ago, this is kind of what we wanted. So we're at least making the steps in the right direction, I guess.
Michael Engel, who is the senior executive commanding officer of the kingsofkauffman.com website. How you doing, bud?
I'm really good. I'm excited to be here. This is nice. These are nice digs. This is a lot better than your basement.
It is a lot better in my basement. We'll be there Sunday, but for now, yes. Union Broadcasting has a little bit cooler stuff. The mics are at least more expensive, that's for sure.
Right.
We have a board op, too. We have Shane.
I know.
Hey, Shane, how you doing?
I'm good.
Birthday boy Jeff Herr. We'll have to move the mic over there, but we've got 58 folks in the studio.
How's it going?
Happy birthday.
Hey, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. You know, what a better way to spend my birthday than with you fine folks, right?
Absolutely. Okay,
there's
sure.
About a million better places right. to spend than with us folks, but
one of the cool things that we are going to have every episode is we are going to have a social media host, and that this week is going to be Jeff Logan. Or Jeff Herr. No, I can't,
yes,
get, can't get my Jeffs confused. But Jeff is going to be on the Twitter feed and also the Facebook feed. So, Jeff, why don't you tell us real quick how you can get a hold of us and interact with the show?
I'd love to, Chris.
Well,
you
thank
can get you.
You
can get a hold of us on Twitter. If you're on the Twitter, you can go to @KCBaseballVault. So twitter.com/KCBaseballVault. You can get a hold of us there. You can, of course, reach any one of us at our normal Twitter handles. Or you can also go to Facebook and hit us up there at facebook.com/KansasCityBaseballVault. So hit us up, let us know how we're doing. And if we're doing an interview and you got some questions for us, let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
Jeff will be running that, and we'll kind of rotate that responsibility around from the guys. We are still learning, folks. So we're learning things like don't open pop cans on the air. We're learning all kinds of stuff. So please bear with us.
I already knew that one, but I was trying to sneak it in there anyways.
No problem, Troy. Thanks.
It didn't work.
There's a cough button for a reason.
There's a cough button.
There's a cough button right there, right in front of your hand.
Thank you very much.
Already I like Shane
rookie hazing. That's what it is.
Most of the other guys. So, hey, Jeff Logan, now tell us a little bit about the Kansas City Baseball Historical Society, what it is, how it started, and kind of the mission of that organization.
Well, you know, about 4 or 5 years ago, we were just, you know, all baseball fans, and we loved the old teams. And a lady, Linda Haskins, was making a documentary, and we were kind of working with her. And we thought, well, let's put together a little event and bring in some old A's players. Well, we did, and you know, and it worked out pretty well. And then I said, well, we might as well just, you know, start a society. So we started the Kansas City Baseball Historical Society. We're a nonprofit in Missouri, and we have, you know, monthly meetings where we'll bring in a couple players, and we move it around a little bit. We've had it out at Danny Jackson's place in downtown, and then, of course, each year we do the Kansas City A's reunion, where we'll have about 35 guys in with the banquet, and then we're out at the T-Bones for the reunion part of it. But
now tell me about that reunion. You said it started several years ago, and what is the deal with the reunion? All the former Kansas City A's come back?
We get a great bunch of guys come in. You know, this year we have Blue Moon Odom and Danny Cater and Tommy Reynolds, and you get all the local greats like Lou Krause. But mainly, we bring the guys in. They're at the Marriott this year downtown. We have a banquet. If you want to come to it, just go to our website, Kansas City Baseball Historical Society.com. And, you know, it's all, if the food's included, we have a silent auction. And then what we do is each table will have players at every table. So you're sitting with the players. So it's kind of nice. We have dinner, we have a speech, we have awards, and then you can mingle with the players and hang out.
And you also have monthly meetings you were talking about. And what is the next one that's coming? What's the next event that's coming up?
This May 24th, we always try to do a third Thursday. We pushed it back this month. This meeting actually is the Trivious event, where everyone forms trivia teams, and all our guys love trivia. But a lot of the old players will show up. You know, Willie Mays Aiken is going to be there signing books. Larry Lester is going to be signing his books, and George Toma, Chuck Dobson, Greg Pryor will be there. So we always get a great turnout of guys.
That's fantastic. And so what is it that you would like out of this show? What is your vision for this?
Well, we want to have some fun. Talk about baseball.
No, there'd be no fun.
You know, that's
that's not how it goes.
Well, we're going to try anyway. We'll do our best. We want to let people know what we do. You know, we want to let people know what the Historical Society does. There's a rich history of baseball in Kansas City. You know, there were teams before the Royals, and, you know, we had the A's and the Blues and the Monarchs and the Cowboys and the Packers. I mean, it goes. We had the Red Sox. And that's always fun when I tell Packer fans in Green Bay that we're the real Packers.
Yeah,
that gets them going.
So. You just named off half the NFL there in your little rundown there.
Yeah. All the guys, you know, we have, it's $25 a year to belong to the Historical Society, and that gets you in every monthly event. So basically it's $2 a month. And we have members, it's so funny, we have members from New York and Canada and just all over the country that remember Kansas City baseball in the past. So
fantastic. And so if somebody is sitting there right now saying, gosh, I have $25, I'm just burning a hole in my pocket, I would like to become a member of this organization. Best way to do it is through Facebook.
Go straight to our website.
Website.
And we have a download on there. We have the application. Mail it in and you're a member. You get a signed photo back.
Signed. It's not of me.
No,
right?
It's not of you or anyone in this room, hopefully.
Thank goodness.
It will probably be a Royal or an A. So that's the lifeblood of our group is members.
We very much appreciate you asking us for a little bit of help with some of the technical aspects of this show. And as you mentioned, that Kansas City just has an amazing baseball heritage that goes well past 1985. And we're going to tell a lot of those stories over the coming weeks and months. So we're awfully excited to tell those stories. One of the other things that we do want to do with this show is kind of talk about what's going on today. And today the Royals are off. Mike Montgomery is pitching tonight in Sacramento for the AAA Storm Chasers. And then, Michael Engel, why don't you give us kind of a 411 of where we're at with the Royals right now?
Well, the Royals are in a good place because they just split a series with the Yankees, you know, two games to two, and won a series against the Red Sox. So after starting 0-10, in their first homestand, they come back and they win, four out of those seven games against East Coast Giants. You know, the Yankees and Red Sox, they're coming in. You expect them to lose most of those games most of the time, and they got some good pitching. They caught a couple of breaks, and last night I think it may have exercised some demons, because the Royals got breaks that always happen against them. You know, two guys misplay balls. Alex Gordon's positioned perfectly in the ninth inning, and the Royals end up holding off, you know, what should have probably been a blown save at some point. In past years, they would have blown the game.
Earlier in the month, it would have been.
Yeah, and they didn't even have Eric Hosmer or Mike Moustakas in the lineup. So that's really fortunate to get out of there with the win.
You know what Ned Yost did is he said, everybody's been giving me crap about my lineups, so here, have this one and see how that one works for you. And lo and behold, this is a lineup that can beat the Red Sox. Yeah. I mean, are you kidding me?
And same thing 2 years ago when he just decided on a whim to bat Willie Bloomquist third against Detroit, and turns out he hits the game-winning homer. So, you know, who knows? I mean, they'd like to say that these guys know what they're doing, and okay, yesterday maybe he did.
We said on Twitter last night that the Red Sox out-Royals the Royals, because that was a game that we have seen many. Maybe it's the Mike Avilas factor. I don't know. Maybe
it is. And he did ground out on chasing a ball down and away like he always does. And that was the last out of the game.
That was pretty awesome. You're like, just throw him something away. He'll chase it.
Slider down and away. It's like clockwork. You can set your watch to it. He's going to chase that ball. I really expected it to be in the dirt and he'd strike out, but I'll take a ground out. That's fine.
We also want to give a big shout out and thank you to a couple of folks that help make some of the technical aspects of this possible. Brandon Nichols, who's a PSA Prez on Twitter, made our baseball vault logos. He made multiples of them, and he's just one of the more talented guys I've ever met. He can make a logo out of anything. And also Brad Westmore for doing our voiceover work. So, on the show today, we're going to talk very shortly, in just a few minutes, to Mike Hershberger, who is with the Kansas City A's. He was 11-year Major League veteran, played from 65 to 67 with the KCAs, and then continued with Oakland until 69, and then was a White Sox after that. We're going to talk with him in just a few minutes. And then in the second half of the hour, we're going to talk to someone from the Omaha Storm Chasers. I've been promised somebody's calling. we're going to test my luck right off the bat. Somebody's calling at 6:30. So
this is how high quality radio shows ran right here.
So we are going to be right back, and when we come back, we are going to be talking to Mike Hershberger. So stick around.
The Brad Westmar Show with your host Brad Westmar.
We had a great time with your wife Matt, and we were glad to have Stacey on.
No, it wasn't what I meant.
And co-host Jared Afkar plus Magic Matt.
I was trying to put together a little trip for us this summer, and I was asking her about going to a concert, and she's like, "You know, I think I'd just rather go see a Royals game."
Wow, that's sick. That's mentally off the reservation.
All right, Jared.
It's radio like you've never heard before.
Very sad.
That's what I hear.
Download the latest episode of the Brad Westmar Show at bradwestmar.com.
T-Bones Baseball, celebrating 10 years of fun well done. Bring the whole family out for sizzling action this summer at Community America Ballpark, where parking is always free and tickets start at just $6.50. Kids eat free Monday. Great giveaways and 20-ounce beers on Tuesday. Dollar hot dogs and post-game catch on the field Wednesday. Dollar beer Thursday. Falcons skydivers on Friday. Post-game fireworks on Saturday. Pre-game player autographs and post-game kids run the bases on Sunday. Follow the T-Bones on Facebook for up-to-the-minute promotions and game day events. Group tickets, party decks, and nightly suites available. Get your tickets at the box office. Any Community America branch. Call 913-328-5618 or purchase and print your tickets at tbonesbaseball.com.
Don't miss the home opener Thursday, May 17th with free T-Bones t-shirts for the first 2,000 fans and dollar beers all night long. Tickets on sale now as the T-Bones begin the season with a 7-game homestand May 17th to the 23rd. And don't miss the free T-Bone Stadium Art Canvas giveaway May 22nd, first pitch 7:05.
Kick it! We're doing our own little Wayne's World here in the studio. We told Shane, we said we gave him one rule. It says just play us some good music, and so there's 1 point for Shane. Well done. Welcome back to the Kansas City Baseball Vault. My name is Chris Kamler. We are joined by Michael Engel, Troy Olson, Jeff Logan, Jeff Herr. We are having a good time on our inaugural show. Wanted to tell you briefly about Jay Catering, and specializing in all your corporate and business needs. They will make just about anything for you, and they'll do a good job. Call Jeff at 913 913-961-0929. Again, 913-961-0929. Jay Catering for all of your corporate business catering needs. We're going to bring on the program Mike Hirschberger. I'm going to hit this button and hope that I get him. And Mike was a member of the Kansas City A's from 1965 to 67. Mike, during that time, you were the outfield assist leader in the American League. I didn't press the button. Well, let me try that again. I did press the button. Oh, see, here we go. Sorry about that, Mike. Hopefully you were listening to us. Tell us a little bit about your records in outfield assists during your time with Kansas City A's.
Well, you know, I guess it's everybody's proud to lead the league in something, and at that time, you know, to play a defensive outfielder and have a good arm was a, you know, tremendous asset, and so I was proud of it at the time, and actually I led the league three times. You know, I don't know which exact years they were, but I think it's two or three times I led the American League in assists for outfielder.
Well, Mike, Jeff Logan here in Kansas City. We're so happy to have you on our premier show. We're just going to talk about some of the things. You know, when you came to Kansas City in 65, it seems like you were a big part of a lot of blockbuster trades. So what was your impression of when you first got to Kansas City?
I thought my wife and I have discussed it many times. I mean, we've always thought Kansas City was a great city. One of the best cities I played in. You know, the people were tremendously friendly and just enjoyed every minute of it. It was one of our good memories. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of the bad memories is being close to the bottom in the race. But we had a lot of good memories living there.
Well, we had 13 years of the A's and such an amazing record of 13 straight losing seasons. So we weren't the greatest team back then, but we had some great guys. And I know a lot of the guys are always asking for you, like Jim Gosger and Danny Cater and Diamond Jim Gentile. And of course, they talk about is getting Mike Hirschberger out to the reunion. So that's always one of our hopes, is to get you out. But at least we got you on the radio. And there's a lot of guys listening tonight. Jim Gosger's listening from Michigan and on the internet, and he wanted me to say hi to you.
Well, good.
So,
that's a lie.
We'd sure love to get you out.
Well, I would love to come. Unfortunately, over the last 4 years, we've had some health problems. My wife had a stroke. I think it's 5 years, I think, in November. She had a stroke, and she can't do anything with the with the left side, and she walks with a cane, and so I'm technically her caregiver. She took care of me all my life, and now I have to take care of her, or help take care of her. Yep. And then I've had a lot of health problems over the last 3 or 4 years, so it's been a struggle, and I really, you know, hopefully, I keep telling Jeff I'm gonna make it one of these days, and believe me, it's not because I don't want to.
Well, now when you were here in Kansas City, of course, we had Charlie O the Mule. And now, did you get to ride Charlie O? Because, you know,
listen,
the Hawk was always riding him.
Charlie O the Mule brought as many memories. The thing that I can't understand is why one of us hasn't written a book about all the episodes we had with Charlie O the Mule. You can go on forever.
Well, I think he had better accommodations than most of the players. He got to stay in the hotels.
He
traveled with the team. You know, later in his life, he lost the hair on his tail, and Charlie Finley got him a new tail, and it was like a hairpiece for him.
Oh, it was, you know, I remember standing out in the hotel in New York City with Charlie O, and we're signing autographs for people and celebrating Charlie O the Mule traveling with our ball club. It was an experience, believe me.
Now, you never gotten any the hijinks like some of the other guys of the A's, you know, like Lou Krause maybe, and a few of the other guys. You were one of the guys that kind of stayed out of trouble.
I don't know if you could stay out of trouble with that ball club. No, it was quite an experience. It really was. It was exciting, fun, and there was you know, it just we had so many characters with the ball club that it definitely was an experience. But you know, in the serious side of it, all the guys that was around for a while, you know, that came with the ball club that last few years that I was there, you could see that that they were going to win. I mean, it wasn't the idea, were they going to win? It was when, you know, when was it going to happen? Because the talent that Charlie put together, I mean, you could see it ahead of time. You really could. The ball players that had been around a while, I was a veteran at 25, 26 years old, but you could just see the talent that he'd assembled with the guys that he had on that ball club.
Well,
and you know, you were just hoping that you were going to be part of it. Unfortunately, I think I missed it by 1 year.
Well, they were,
I had one of my better years in Kansas. I actually in Oakland the first year with them when we moved over there, and dove for a ball and dislocated my shoulder. But they had great talent. They had great talent with the ball club.
Well, we wish you could have stayed in Kansas City when the team moved, but we know how that works. You look at the guys that were on that 67 team, and obviously they were going to be good when you have yourself and Reggie Jackson and Joe Rudy and Dick Green and Campanaris and Sal Bando, and then, you know, the best pitching staff in baseball with Catfish Hunter and all the guys. So it wasn't hard to see that you were going to be good, and we sure wish you could have stayed here, but, you know, that's how things go. They change, and we were lucky enough to get the Royals after the A's left town.
Right.
We were unlucky enough to have great guys like you leave town. So.
Well, I appreciate that thought, and like I said, I really enjoyed being there, and Kansas City brought a lot of great memories, and like I said, had a lot of great ball players that were, you know, 18, 19, 20, 21 years old had come through there when I was there in them years. And like you said, I have a trivia question for you. Is one of the things I led the American League in was with the Kansas City A's. I think it was the A's. It might have been Oakland, but I have to say it was the A's. But I think I stumped everybody on it, and I won't keep you on it, but I led the American League in sacrifice fly.
Yeah, no, exactly. We were talking about that yesterday. It was Michael Engel, who was our research producer.
Campy,
he is in charge
Campy
of that.
Campy would still, he'd get on first, still second, still third. I hit a sacrifice fly.
You know, we had actually joked about, we have a trivia question coming up later in the show, and we'd actually thought about using that one. So now we might anyways, just to give credit to people that have been listening to the show. But, yeah, that's such a great stat, especially this year with this team wanting to bunt so bad. I think you'd have fit right in with this Ned Yost team.
We had Campy was, it was an enjoyment bad in mind, but he'd get on and still second, still third.
Now, Mike, you did share you did share the outfield with Reggie Jackson. Was that the Reggie Jackson that we know here in Kansas City as the Yankee we all hate, or tell us your best Reggie Jackson story?
Reggie, just, you know, you, like I said, you could just see the talent there, and I tell everybody that when he came with the ball club, the biggest tribute that I paid to him is, when he come up to bat, all the players on the team would stand at the end of the dugout. You know, we wanted to see how far he was going to hit it. If the old ballpark there, I think it was 421 in dead center, and I remember that him and Rick Mundy, Reggie hits one up on top of the scoreboard up there, and I think Rick might have been the next hitter, and Rick hits one farther than that. But Reggie used to hit him a mile.
That's right.
I was fortunate to be working for a company and was in New York City when Reggie hit the three home runs in a World Series. The only trouble is I was sitting in the stands. I was up in dead center field and in the upper deck, and I watched him hit the three home runs in a World Series.
Well, you know, some of those home runs in Municipal Stadium might have been 300. Because Charlie Finley would move the fences to suit him that day, and he'd just have George Thoma paint whatever number he wanted on there. So a lot of days it might have been 300. We wrote 420 on it. So
it was a big ballpark. I could, you know, in right field it was short, but in left field and center, I think it was like 365 or 370 down the line, and 421 in dead center. So it was a huge park.
Hey, Mike, we want to really thank you for being you're going to be our first guest on this show. How about that? What do you think? You can, we don't send you anything, but, you know, you can at least say you know, tell everybody that you were the first guest on the Kansas City Baseball Vault.
Well, I appreciate that, and I also, like I said, I'm working on the fact that hopefully I can get this old body a little healed up and try to get out there. I miss seeing a lot of the guys, and I really do. I really looking forward to, you know, trying to make it out there. And you know, like I told Jeff this year, I said, you know, don't give up yet. You know, I've just I was in for kidney stones about 2 weeks ago, and they're trying to figure it out if it's kidney stones or my arthritis. So you know, we're still trying to work on it.
Well, get that figured out, and then come see us. All right.
I would love to.
All right, it's Mike Hershberger, and this is the Kansas City Baseball Vault. We are going to be right back in just a couple of minutes. Stick around.
It's hard to find quality work at reasonable prices for all your home repair needs. With Kermsey Construction, we can give you 100% satisfaction guaranteed. We are licensed and insured. With 30 years of experience, we give free estimates and are log home certified. Call Kermsey Construction at 816-419-4232. Serving Jackson County and all surrounding areas. 816-419-4232. If it has to do with your home, we can fix it.
A show that looks at Kansas City baseball's past, present, and future.
This week in baseball's Twins around the American League. Kansas City's Brett Sabrehang sings on the rebound glory.
Low throw, Hosmer with an incredible scoop to complete the double play.
Wow. The Kansas City Royals continue to get a lot of praise for their very deep farm system.
The Kansas City Baseball Vault, every Thursday at 6 on ESPN 1510 AM.
Welcome back to the Kansas City Baseball Vault. My name is Chris Kamler, and we've got all the guys assembled here. I want to tell you briefly about senior healthcare specialists for all your senior healthcare needs, getting through retirement years. And, you know, why don't you call Ray at 913-449-6508. That is for Medicare, long-term care, life insurance, and annuities. Kansas and Missouri licensed insurance professional. One person who is not needing... Shane, do I push a button now? Okay. we're still learning the system. So one person that certainly doesn't need senior health care is Clint Robinson from the Omaha Storm Chasers. Clint, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing really well, Clint. You know, thank you, of course, for coming on. I talked to you on Twitter a few times about coming on the Royal Man Report, and we got you a step up. We actually got you on the radio here in Kansas City. How has it been down in Omaha this year? Of course, we a lot of fans and probably yourself would love to see you up here in Kansas City, but how have things been down in Omaha?
You know, they've been going good. You know, so far it's probably been the craziest first month of baseball I've ever been a part of. We have pretty much a walk-off every single night. We're either going to extra innings, the other team's walking off, we're walking off. It's been some of the better baseball I've been a part of for the first month of a season since I've been in professional baseball.
You were talking about walk-offs. You guys have had not only walk-offs in your favor, but also the last couple nights they've sounds like Sacramento has kind of touched you up the last ninth inning, the last two nights.
Yeah, it just seems like for the first month that, you know, no lead is safe on either side of the ball. I mean, if we're ahead, you know, they seem to be coming back on us and giving us a run. Or if we're behind, we come back. Like last night, we were down 2-0 in the top of the ninth inning, and we come back and score two, and then they walk it off in the bottom of the ninth. It's just been like that all year long so far.
Yeah, and so far, you guys are in first place in the American Northern Division in the Pacific Coast League, following up on last year's PCL championship. One of the big factors of that is the Storm Chasers are 15-1 at Werner Park. What is that? Just great energy of the fans? Is that a comfort thing? Is, you know, what do you attribute that to, that kind of success at home?
You know, I couldn't tell you, to be honest. I mean, we just go out and do the same thing we do whether we're home or away. Just go out and, you know, play the game. And, you know, we've just been fortunate enough to win those ball games. You know, it hasn't really been any one thing that's, you know, played a factor in those wins. It's just, that's just how the ball's been rolling when we're at home. It's just pretty much pure coincidence.
It seems like for your season this year, a lot of pitchers don't want to throw to you, which is understandable. You won the Triple Crown in the Texas League in 2010, and could easily be on any other major league roster if you weren't, you know, behind Billy Butler and Eric Hosmer. But you've walked 26 times so far in 34 games. Is that frustrating as a player, or is that just part of doing business?
No, that's part of the game. You know, we go up there and the pitchers, you know, they when you go around a league one or two times, you know, they learn who you are and they, you know, learn of ways to try and get you out. And, you know, they're going to continue to do that. So I'm just trying to go up there and have good at bats. And if I don't get the pitch that I'm looking for to swing at, you know, I'm going to continue to not swing at it. I'll take my walks and get on base. And, you know, we've got good guys behind me like Max Ramirez and Tony Abreu and David Lowe. Those guys are more than capable of driving in a lot of runs. So if I'm on base, that's just more runs that I'm going to score.
And we just saw Johnny Giavitella come back to Kansas City. He made his 2012 debut last night. What's it been like around him? He was expected to, you know, open up the year with the Kansas City Royals, and you know, maybe he was fighting with his hip surgery from the off season. But what's his attitude been down there? Has he been mostly in high spirits?
Oh yeah, I mean, Johnny, you know, you couldn't even tell any difference from when we played in low A until we played now. I mean, he's been the same guy the entire time. He's high energy, always laughing, having a good time. And you know, I don't really think the hip injury that he came back from, I don't think that was bothering him at all. You know, he was playing really well down here, looked really good hitting, and you know, his defense is you know, like everybody's, I'm sure they talked about, has gotten much better. You know, I think he only had one error in 30 games he was here, and you know, he was just really solid, and you know, it was great to have him around. He was always trying to keep everybody high, you know, highly energized, and you know, he was the same as he's always been.
And yesterday, I was paying attention to you guys on Twitter because we all kind of knew that he was going to be coming back, but at one point he was talking about, I think it was he was warning you not to practice your swing in the bathroom mirror. What was going on with that? Tell us, is that a usual thing? Is that the secret to your success, or is that? Is he just pulling everybody's leg on that?
Yeah, he's kind of just messing around. We had a couple of guys last year in Omaha that scared a couple of our Latin players by, you know, waking them up in the middle of the night. They're standing in the middle of their hotel room taking dry hacks in the hotel. I'm not going to name any names, but it's just kind of an inside running joke that we had amongst ourselves in the locker room.
Can you give us initials or a jersey number or anything like that?
You know, I'm going to let him remain anonymous, but the guys who've been around us, they know who we're talking about, so they kind of got the joke.
All right, we're going to have to ask him around on that one, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, the answer that you gave us back when we had you on I-70 Baseball a few months back, you told us that, you know, you're going to keep working hard, you're going to keep doing what you're doing, and try to get to the big leagues. At this, I mean, does it ever get really frustrating to know that you're behind Butler, to know that you're behind Hosmer, and that you have no control, nothing, it doesn't really matter what you do, you're kind of stuck in that position? How do you go through your day to keep your mind right, to keep playing as well as you have been, you know, going from the Triple Crown in Double A, you're still the Alabama Hammer up there in Omaha, just knocking the ball around and walking, like Mike said. What is your normal process for just getting your mind right for the day, knowing that it's so hard for you to break into the big leagues?
I think competitiveness takes over. You know, when I'm going to go step in the box every day, you know, I want to get a hit. You know, I don't care if I'm playing T-ball or if I'm playing in the big league. You know, when you get in there, you know, you can't let outside factors affect what you do on the field. You know, so you just got to get in there and compete and do the best you can to help the team win. And, you know, it doesn't really, like I said before, it doesn't do any good to worry about stuff that you can't control, so why worry about it? So just go out and enjoy yourself, and when you step in the box or in between the white lines, anywhere you are, you've got to just go out and compete regardless of what happens around you or what's not happening around you.
Our good friend Dave Darby, 46, he asks, you've been able to increase your at-bats every year. He doesn't want to jinx you, but what's been your secret to staying healthy?
Well, I mean... I don't really know if you can say stay healthy. It's just that I want to go out there and play, you know, every game. You know, I don't want to. You can't make any strides, and you can't succeed when you're sitting on the bench. So, you know, everybody, you know, plays through a season to where you're not going to be 100% healthy. You're not going to feel good. But you know, there's tons of other guys that would love to jump in your spot. So that's kind of the way I look at it. Is I'm not going to let anybody step in to take away hits or at bats that I could have gotten just by being on the field. So. Pretty much, it's just go out and just grind it out, because that's how it's going to be like in the big league. So if you can't do it in the minor leagues, you're not going to be able to do it in the big leagues.
We've got a couple more minutes with Clint Robinson, the Omaha Storm Chasers. Clint, one of my questions would be, tell us a little bit about being in AAA when you do lose people up and down. Johnny Giavitella left in the middle of the game a couple nights ago. Tell us how that affects the competitive balance of a game. As you have pitchers coming up and down and rosters always shifting?
You know, it doesn't really affect us that much. You know, most of the guys that come up and down around here, we pretty much know. So every time, you know, somebody new goes up, there's somebody that we know that's coming back down or coming up from AA that, you know, we've all played together for a few years. So, you know, everybody wants to compete. Everybody wants to win their job at where they're at. So, you know, we really don't change anything we do as far as when the roster shuffles happen. You know, we just go out and continue to play and can try and continue to do well and, you know, do what we have to do to try and get our shot at the big leagues.
And Clint, speaking of that, when you saw this past week, Irving Falu came up after Uniesca Betancourt went on the DL, and he was the guy who he's been in the minor leagues for a while, you know, and kept biding his time and kept going out there and playing hard. To see something like that, does that kind of keep you motivated, knowing that, hey, you know what, if I just keep busting here, I'm going to get up there? And have you talked to Irving Falu about that at all, and kind of just keeping it going and all that?
I mean, it definitely motivates you. You know, because it's you know, great perseverance on Irving's on his part. You know, he did a great job. You know, he learned how to play the outfield last year really well, and he became really valuable to the organization. So for him to do that after being in the minor leagues for as long as he did is, you know, really special. And, you know, I haven't talked to him personally. You know, I'm sure he's up there enjoying himself. And, you know, we're busy playing every day just like they are, so we don't have a lot of time to talk to the guys that go up and everything. But I'm sure he's up there just loving it and enjoying his time. And, you know, that just shows you if you just keep grinding it out and keep battling and don't give up and keep your head up, you know, good things will happen.
Clint Robinson's the first base designated hitter for the Storm Chasers. Clint, we really appreciate your time and coming on our very first Kansas City Baseball Vault. You've got a homestand for another few days, and then you guys are back up in Omaha starting Thursday for what looks like a very long homestand. So we wish you the best of luck, and get up to Kansas City very soon.
All right, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much, and we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
A show that looks at Kansas City baseball's past, present, and future. The Kansas City Baseball Vault, every Thursday at 6 on ESPN 1510 AM.
Hey, pause there, Pedro.
Bats. They are sick. I cannot hit curveball. Straight ball, I hit it very much. Curveball. Bats are afraid. I asked Joe Boo to come. Take fear from bats. I offer him cigar and rum. He will come.
You know, you might think about taking Jesus Christ as your savior instead of fooling around with all this stuff.
Shit, Harris.
Ah. Jesus. I like him very much. He no help with curveball.
You trying to say Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball?
The Kansas City Baseball Vault, and that particular music intro is somewhat special to the hearts of a lot of folks who have listened to the Royal Man Report, at least. Troy got a little pitter patter in his step over there. Welcome back. We're gonna turn it over to the birthday boy, our social media reporter, Jeff Herr, who has a very important question for those of you who are wanting to maybe go out to the T-Bones very soon.
All right, guys, for all you trivia buffs out here, here's our trivia question. I believe we're going to try and make this a weekly thing here. We've got three packages here, so the first three callers with the correct answer are going to get these. We have two four-ticket packages and one two-ticket package, and our fearless leader, Jeff Logan, has even offered to throw in a parking pass for this, for going
free
out
parking.
To the T-Bones game. So free parking
Don't
for this. So you
that.
Got a whole night out for Friday, May 18th. On the Kansas City Baseball Vault, the T-Bones will be playing the New Jersey Jackals. So, should
yeah,
be
tell
a
you
fun,
what,
should
when
be
the T-Bones face the Jackals, you can throw the records out because it goes crazy.
That's the truth if I've ever heard it right there. So, all right, our guest tonight, Mike Hershberger. You said he led the league in sacrifice flies, but he also led the league in 1965 and in 1967. In outfield assists with 14 and 65 and 17 in 1967. So last year, 2011, if you call in and give us the name of the leader for all the major leagues in outfield assists and the number of assists they had, then you can win yourself one of these T-Bones packages with free parking from Jeff Logan.
And so, if you really don't get the number, that's okay. Just tell us who led the league. How about that?
Yeah. Extra points for the number, at least Royal Man points. Polk points for the number,
Polk,
right, Michael?
Polk points for the number.
There
that's
you go.
Plus five Polk points.
It would be appropriate
yes,
now to give
now
them
I
the
will
phone
give
number.
The phone number, yes. I just phone number is 913-491-8255. That's 913-491-8255. Give us a call. First three callers with the correct answer are going to get these T-Bones packages. So, yeah, call in and good luck.
We're making Shane get to work. So, and so thank you very much, Jeff, for working with the T-Bones and getting us all that stuff.
He told me that if we want to go to any T-Bones games, he's got us covered this year, guys. Sweet. So we might have to make some trips out to the T-Bones this year.
Opening night, it's dollar beers.
And they have a lot of dollar beer nights. And I noticed that Casey tweeted up a bunch of my friends. They talked about having a big group go out there because that's cheap alcohol. I don't care who you are.
It's a great time. It's like old-time baseball, you know. The stadium, if they put an upper deck on that thing, looked like Municipal Stadium kind of.
You know what it is? Yeah. It's fun well done.
Fun well done. I've heard that, you know.
Yeah, it would have been a better mascot to be, or better super fan if I'd have went with them, because then I could have just been a big steak or something instead of what I am for the Royals.
You make them too
it's just
easy.
Got really awkward.
It did. Anyway, so, you know, of course, we're the guys from the Royal Man Report, and we have done some live shows and what have you. We're going to try to do another one coming up Sunday, May 27th, out at Kelly's again, our friends out at Kelly's Westport, and they're celebrating their 65th anniversary, and it's also McCoy's, who's across the street. It's their 15th anniversary. They're going to have live music from Jeff Jenkins and Lost Wax, and McCoy's and Boulevard Beer are doing some tastings. Jameson's doing some tastings, and Fidel's down the street are bringing up some cigars. It's a $5 cover to get in, but I think it's really cool, and I think it really shows the kind of heart that Kansas City has. You know, we're talking about the history of Kansas City sport, you know, Kansas City baseball here. I think it's awesome that these two bars that are competitors are getting together to celebrate their anniversaries or birthdays, however you want to put it, McCoy's and Kelly's, and Kelly's Westport, and, of course, a good friend of the Royal Man Report, so we're always glad to go out there. But check that out. That's the last Sunday of this month. It's May 27th, live music. Gates open at 5 p.m. We're going to try to – I know I'll be out there before that. That's my goal. And then we're going to try to do a live show from there if everything works out.
Jeff Logan, one thing you're going to find about us is that there is no shortage of opportunities to share a beer with all of us. So,
well, you know, how can you go wrong if you're going to Kelly's? You know, you can drink PBR.
PBR.
True.
Not to mention, they've got, I mean, there's a lot of great bartenders in this town, but they have a 1985 ball that sits behind the counter, and it's just like, it's lacquered in smoke and whatever from since 85 because it's set back there, and all the...
Are you talking about the bartenders or the,
wow.
or the bar?
A little bit of both, maybe. But
some of those bartenders have been there about 40 years.
Yeah, that's true, and I mean, those guys, a lot of them have been out there. Even the young guys have been there 10, 15 years, so it's a great bar. A lot of great Royals fans out there, so definitely a place that I hang out. Definitely a place I like.
Well, every time my brothers come into town, the first place they go is Kelly. So it's a tradition for everybody.
But back to baseball, you know, the great thing is we're getting to see Johnny Giovitella again. And I'm excited to see that. But I really don't understand his role right now. If Chris Getz is your starting second baseman, is Johnny Giovitella your starting second baseman? I mean, where does it go from here with this now, guys?
I'm really confused because you assume that Johnny Giovitella, former second-round pick, he's been a former top 25 prospect, according to Baseball America and other publications. He's hit every level in the minor leagues. The only knock is his defense. And, you know, my belief is he can be at least close to league average. I think he's going to hit well enough to where it balances out. But Chris Getz is playing well so far, and you know, I spent all offseason pretty much campaigning against Chris Getz, and he's doing everything to prove me wrong. Melky Cabrera did the same thing last year, so I mean, I think every year one guy just performs well to spite me. So, you know, as long as he's performing well, I can't really justify taking him out that often. Now, bringing Giovitella up at this point is kind of strange just because, you know, what good do you get out of him if he's spending 2 weeks in the majors and he's just going to be sitting? You know, how often is he going to get in? Yeah, he got in last night, but the circumstances of that was you're facing John Lester, really tough left-handed hitter. Eric Hosmer's been struggling to at least get a ball to fall in. And then Mike Moustakas had a little bit of a hamstring thing going on. So it was an opportune time to get a good right-handed bat and a designated hitter. So I don't know if we can count that as just a regular start. Now, how often is he going to start? It's usually going to be a platoon situation. So, you know, how often is he going to face a left-handed pitcher? You know, the White Sox have some left-handed pitchers, and they have a lot of left-handed relievers. But he's not going to play every day, and I really feel like he should be playing every day if he's going to be at this level. And if he's not ready for that yet, then he should stay in Omaha.
You know, Mike, we've talked about this a little bit, but Irving Falou was kind of a surprise call-up. You know, obviously mm-hmm. he can play all the infield positions. It was a guy that I thought should get the shot over Uni, but they wanted a power back to come off the bench. Mm-hmm. Boy, did they lie to us there. Shame on you, J.J. Piccolo. But that was the plan. That's what Ned wanted. He wanted a power bat off the bench. Well, now you have Falou up, and he's looking good. What do we really expect out of Falou, do you think?
I think he's going to be a guy who plays maybe every third, every fourth day. You know, he played third base last night. He played shortstop in his debut. His actual best position is probably second base. He's a switch hitter. He's good speed. Doesn't strike out hardly at all. So he's probably somebody who would be very, very good, especially in the National League. Someone who's very versatile, who can play, you know, anytime, and he's not going to hurt you. You know, there's not a lot of upside there, but he's definitely a very good role player.
So you're going to pencil him in as our fourth second baseman then?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's,
I mean,
the
when Betancourt comes back, it's going to be tight. Somebody might get sent down here.
Yeah. I think Falou is going to be the guy that goes because, you know, Betancourt's making $2 million. Yeah. He's not going to go anywhere.
Quick announcement, and you guys can return. We have got all our winners for the trivia, so you guys can stop calling. But thank you, everyone, for calling in, and congratulations to all our winners.
What was
the sounds
answer?
Like Cody Farmer was one of them.
The answer, of course, was Alex Gordon. Yes. So right. Congratulations. With 20, it's a new MLB record. Is that right?
Yes, it was.
That is right.
And
okay.
And a big shout out to CFarmer22. He's been a longtime Twitter friend of ours on the Royal Man Report. He was one of the winners. We don't know who the other two are, but
all the T-Bones.
You can give us a shout and yeah, enjoy your time at the T-Bones. Maybe send us some pictures if we're not out there ourselves. So have a good time out there. And I guess we won't be because we'll be in here in studio next week doing exactly this.
Absolutely. Yep. That's the plan. Every Thursday night from 6 to 7, you can listen to the past, present, and future, and then me scream about punching buttons on the phone. Basically, that's going to be our show.
And don't forget, I didn't mention when we were talking about the live show for the Royal Man Report, if this is your first time hearing us, we do a little show on Sunday nights, too, from 6 to 7. So definitely check that out at royalmanreport.com, kingsofkaufman.com/podcast.
That's all right.
That's what I said.
I have a call-in question. They want to know what game and date for the T-Bones again.
It's the 18th. I think the 18th is a Friday.
I thought it was a week from today, wasn't
18th
it?
18th is a week and one day from today. So
yeah, it's Friday the 18th.
Oh, I apologize.
Friday the 18th. Yeah, you bet.
Opening game.
Okay, awesome. Well, yep. I may have misspoke then.
And they've got a huge homestand. They've got, I think, 9 or 10 games, I heard, and they've got specials. We were just teasing about the free parking, but you never have to park out there. And it's not like going to the soccer game where they won't let you park in the Nebraska Furniture Mart lot. Anyway, don't get me started. That's crazy.
Dave
that's
Darby,
crazy time.
Dave Darby, 46, another winner.
Oh,
he'll be enjoying some T-Bones.
Dave, man, Dave follows everything we do. I think if we did something out here in the parking lot, he'd probably just show up.
Him and Martin Steele. Martin Steele always online, though. He can't come and see us in person. He can only he's the Wizard of Oz. He's got to hide behind the screen.
When he called, he said, oh, they know me. I said, well, can I still get your information?
Yeah. Okay. He really used the don't you know who I am with our call screener.
I'm Dave Darby.
So, you know, after we've got, you know, 10 minutes left in the show, but this is kind of going to be what we're going to try to do every week. We're going to try to pull something out of the past. We're going to try to talk about what's going on in the present. We're going to try to talk about the future. We had Mike Hershberger on. We're going to have a lot of guys from that era. Every once in a while, they'll probably tell you about their maladies, but that's okay, you know. But what we want to hear is these stories about what it was like to play baseball in Kansas City at Municipal Stadium, play for Charlie Finley, play for Ewing Kauffman, play before that era. So I think we're going to get some really exciting stories out of that.
Well, and who we're going to have next week is actually not a member of the Royals organization or the A's organization. I've actually been in talks with Kevin Goldstein. He's a great guest. We had him on the Royal Man Report, our most popular
brilliant.
Show. He's a Baseball Prospectus. He's one of their lead writers. He's absolutely amazing. He's the best, one of the best prospect guys out there. Him and Professor Parks, of course, do Up and In and the baseball show. Not a real professor. They are fantastic. Jason Parks, Kevin Goldstein. So I'm really excited. Next week we will have Kevin Goldstein on the phone with us, and that'll be a heck of a show.
And, you know, if you guys have your calendars out the week after, I'm going up to Omaha, and we're going to get some more sound from Omaha. And then whatever else Jeff Logan pulls out of the happy bag. So,
well, you know, we have so many events coming up. It's that time of the year. Of course, with the All-Star Game this year, we're doing the Fan Fest, which is July 6th through 10th. We'll have a booth down there. But the reunion, of course, being 8th and 9th, is our big event, where all the A's guys come in. And if you really want to come to that, just go to our website, KansasCityBaseballHistoricalSociety.com. The information's on there, and you can just send in your check. It's all on there. And I'm trying to think of all the other events. It just seems like it just rolled into everything right now.
Hey, there's going to be no shortage of ways to get a hold of us. You're going to go to Facebook.com/KansasCityBaseballVault, Facebook.com/KansasCityBaseballHistoricalSociety. That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Twitter.com/KC Baseball Vault. We're all over Twitter and whatever. We're gonna be saturating this summer with baseball. If you guys like baseball, stick with us, because this is the place to talk about it.
It looks like PSA Prez was our third winner.
Oh, holy cow! These are it's right in our wheelhouse. All right, fellas, let me ask you a question. So we talked to Clint Robinson in Omaha. Omaha is 7.5 games in first place. They are killing it with whoever they have. They got guys going up and coming down. The Royals are, what, 7-8 games in last place or out of first place. What is the difference? Why can we win at every level and not win at the major league level?
You know, and this really isn't fair, I guess, but I'm kind of curious why Mike Gersely has never gotten a look in the big leagues, because that guy is just destroying it in AAA with whatever talent he gets, and he's been good for a while and never as good as they were last year, but he's just killing it, and that guy deserves a look by some major league team. Problem is, he's kind of getting old now.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. I mean, last year they won the championship. You think in May, Eric Hosmer gets called up. Danny Duffy gets called up. A couple weeks later, Mike Moustakas gets called up. You know, if you would take, you know, an all-star caliber first baseman, an all-star caliber third baseman, and one of your best starters off of any regular major league team, they're done. I mean, they're going to be scrambling to fill in those spots. But in AAA, you know, they just keep going. They keep playing the games. As to Chris's question, I don't know. I don't know why.
Dynamite drop in money.
It's such a big jump from AAA to the majors that's why you've got these 4A guys like, you know, Keelah Kaiahui and players like that, who they can crush AAA, but when they go and graduate to that next level, you know, everything gets so much harder.
Do you think our time screwed that up a little bit, the slogan?
If our time is going to be, if a slogan and a marketing approach is going to rattle these players, then they're not going to be the guys who are going to bring the pennant anyway.
Definitely rattled the fans.
Yeah, I think it did build up expectations to the point that any kind of start that wasn't 6-0 was going to be disappointing. You see them now, they're starting to kind of work their way back, but that 12-game losing streak was just such a blow. I mean, it looked like 2005 out there.
Without that 12-game losing streak, they are a 99-win team on average for what they have done. Outside of that losing streak, they would be on pace to win 99 games. And I mentioned last night that if they just keep playing the way they are, even with that losing streak, they could still win 90 and overtake Detroit and win the division.
And if my aunt had boy parts, she'd be my uncle. So right. That's good, yeah, too.
Well, but in fairness for the our time slogan, I'm not sure they meant, like, it's our time to win the pennant. It's our time for Kansas City baseball to shine, and I think that's part of it with the All-Star game, and sure, I think they meant it's their time for their young guys, but it's more of a general slogan too.
Now let me ask you this. Mike Hershberger mentioned, and you also mentioned, that the Kansas City A's had 13 consecutive seasons of losing. Well, why was that? And, you know, what in general, did Finley not spend enough on the team? Did not enough? I mean, it was a different era for sure, but what do you think the difference was there?
Well, in general, you know, of course there was no free agency, so you couldn't go out and sign players. And when they moved here from Philadelphia in 1955, they were horrible. They were the worst team in baseball. And I don't remember how many games Philly won, but it was probably the worst record in baseball. And Connie Mack had pretty much run that team in the ground. So when they got here, their talent level was down. And they became kind of a farm team for the Yankees, of trading back and forth until, you know, for all the things Finley didn't do, he did some good things. He stopped trading away his best players, drafting good players. They drafted well, but they had a lot of help besides Charlie, you know, with a lot of great scouts and people, and they talent, you know. So that's it.
There you go.
Hey, PSA Prez did not win. He was saying he's going to go eat a T-bone. We've been talking about it so long. He's hungry.
You know what, Brandon? I'll tell you what. We are going to for getting us those logos. We'll take you out to the T-bones game. We'll take you out to Royals game or something. We will definitely take care of you. Absolutely. You know, we got just a few more minutes. I want to make sure that we start thanking enough people very early, and then we'll kind of close with something. But again, thank you to Brandon for the logo. Thanks to Mike Hirschberger, Clint Robinson. We do have a couple of sponsors. If you're interested in sponsoring the show, we would be more than happy. Just give Jeff a call, we will definitely enjoy your sponsorship, and we'll spend a little time talking about you. And we're also sponsored by Kimsey Construction. I think we got that spot in there. And Brad Westmore, of course, for his
Kermsey Construction. Did we run that spot already?
I think we did. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I'm just out of it there.
I think it changed the life. What's going on in the chat room there? Jeff Herr. What's how we doing?
we
getting good feedback or
getting good feedback. Everyone's really liking the show. You know, we've got a lot of the guys from the fans of the Royal Man Report tuning in, really liking what we have, some activity on Twitter and Facebook. Obviously, people like the trivia questions, so I think that's a keeper for the segment, guys.
Trivia question sticks.
We got a winner for the trivia question. So
I got to do all the work on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we like that.
It's hard to give away free stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always hard to give away free stuff. Real quick, we won't have a lot of time to get into this, but we'll take it up on Sunday's show, and then we'll bring it back here Thursday, too, if there's enough of it. But Dayton Moore was quoted as saying that it doesn't matter who the players are. If they're not producing out there, they could get cut. This was in a question to could he see a time when Jonathan Sanchez gets cut? So it'll be interesting to see if those words are just falling out of his mouth to, you know, say, yeah, we're up here, we're doing our job. But if he actually does something and cuts somebody radical that's not having a good season, a Bruce Chen or a Sanchez, somebody like that, it'll be interesting to see.
What's it going to take to cut Sanchez?
More a of that? Signature and a phone call?
Hochaver?
No.
Hochaver's out of options. He's done.
Hochaver's out of options. Sanchez is out of options. You know, I think both of those guys, and if they trust their arm, if they think that they can turn anything around, you know, they shouldn't outright cut them. The next stop should be the bullpen. But, you know, they really need to pick it up. Sanchez, you know, we knew he was going to have control and consistency problems. Hochaver has just been awful. I mean, there's no other way to put it. And I think they're out of excuses. He needs to change something and radically.
And we are going to try to get this show up on – we did have some questions about it. This show will be available by podcast. We're going to try to get it up on the Royal Man Report feed. We got to work with Shane and see if we can make that happen. But once
more
we
work
know,
for Shane.
Yeah,
detecting a pattern.
If we can make that happen, it'll definitely be there.
Yeah, we're going to if you missed our interview with Mike Hirschberger, if you missed our interview with Clint Robinson, if you missed me cussing at the phone earlier, all of that will be available via the Royal Man Report, and I think we'll probably link it off of the Historical Society's Facebook page. Once more, Jeff, tell us exactly how to get in touch with the Historical Society and then what the next event is coming up.
Well, it's not too hard to get a hold of us. You can go to our website. You can go to Facebook, Kansas City Baseball Historical Society. You know, we've got about 1,000 some members on there from all over that love Kansas City baseball. And our next event will be May 24th at the Westport Flea Market. And it'll be our trivia night with Willie Mays Akins will be down there signing books. Larry Lester will be there signing books. And like I say, a lot of guys come down. And George Toma will probably be there. And Chuck Dobson's coming. And Greg Pryor. So we get a lot of ex-players show up. And we'll have a great time and give away a lot of great prizes.
Fantastic. Well, we really appreciate everybody's help. We appreciate Shane, who is a board op or sound engineer. What do we prefer on that?
Whatever sounds fancy.
Whatever sounds fancy. Sound engineer. Thanks to the folks across the glass at WHB. We very much appreciate their help. Thanks to Mike Hirschberger, Clint Robinson, and thank you for listening. I mean, it's great that you took some time out of your Thursday evening. On behalf of
Michael Engel,
Troy Olson,
Jeff Logan,
Jeff Herr. My name's Chris Kamler, and thanks again. We will be back this Sunday at RoyalManReport.com. We will be back next Thursday at ESPN1510.com, or just 1510.com, ESPN1510. And thanks a lot. Have a good evening.
Go Royals.
Go Royals.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
KCTE, Independence, Kansas City.
San Hunt!
You're listening to ESPN 1510.